Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 70 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It'll be one of the largest controlled environment agricultural facilities of its kind.
A high-tech greenhouse may be coming to Round County.
A way station in Rowan County is back with a new name.
Kentucky teachers have a lot riding on today's election.
Two senators are working to raise the federal smoking age.
A Laurel County man has been indicted on charges of murder and arson.
In sports, district tournament action continues tonight in the 16th region.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A high-tech greenhouse has secured an $82 million investment to build in Round County. AppHarvest announced a deal with Equilibrium Capital, which will fund the construction of the facility, along with Value Act Capital and Revolution's Rise of the Rest Seed Fund. Construction will begin immediately on the company's first controlled environment agriculture facility in Appalachia, with its opening planned for 2020. AppHarvest founder and CEO Jonathan Webb says his team is very excited to begin building in Moorhead.
This $82 million investment from Equilibrium Capital is not only really impactful for AppHarvest and what we're doing, but it's a transformative deal in agriculture. So it'll be one of the largest controlled environment agriculture facilities of its kind. So that capital is going towards the building and construction of a 60-acre underglass facility.
As a benefit corporation, AppHarvest is focused on sustainable farming, creating a homegrown food supply, making nutritious food more accessible, and investing in Appalachia.
The supervisor for Pike County's road department says his crews are working on the biggest mudslide he's ever dealt with. The slide started back in February in the Little Robinson Creek community, and heavy rains have only worsened the problem since then. Fabian Little tells WYMT over 23,000 tons of debris has been removed from the site, and there's a whole lot more.
I mean, with this, there's no way, because you don't know how much is going to keep moving. It started out as just, I think it was a tree and maybe two loads of dirt. Usually we can go in and have a slide cleaned up in a day or 2 days. This slide's really no comparison. It's just so much bigger. Judge Jones, all the commissioners, they have allowed me to use every resource that we have.
No one was injured when the slide occurred earlier this year.
Residents of a community in Boyd County are working to improve its condition. Through the years, Westwood has continued to see numerous properties become neglected as they become overgrown and often condemned. Now, Westwood Help is trying to crack down on these properties. Tammy Conley is with the organization. She spoke with WSAZ.
The Westwood my children grew up in is not the Westwood my grandbabies know. There's deplorable places. There are places that are condemned, that are still standing, that children at play and stuff. It's an unsafe environment in a lot of degrees. And I understand that there's an aging population. I understand that people have disabilities and there's reasons. I'm 26 operations in, and my house is not as pristine as it used to be. But there are people that could help.
Westwood Help is also cooperating with county leaders. The Boyd County Fiscal Court is also looking into the possibility of stricter ordinances to turn the area around.
The Floyd County Community Foundation hosted a musical festival on Sunday in an effort to raise money for its local animal shelter. The Sunnyside Mountain Jam took place at the Jenny Wiley Amphitheater and included performers from all over eastern Kentucky. The foundation's co-chair, Mike Vance, had the idea to host a mini music festival for years. According to WYMT, he thinks the shelter has done a great job taking care of the animals over the years. One of the performers of the music festival calls himself Laid-Back Country Picker. He spoke with WYMT about the event.
And the fact that the folks here at Floyd County have put this whole program on, they invited us to come up and sing, we're really glad to be a part of that because these animals need all the help we can give them.
Anyone who wishes to donate to the Floyd County Animal Shelter can do so by calling them at 606-886-3189.
A way station in Rowan County is back open and has a new name. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has that story.
Officials with the Kentucky State Police, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, and Commercial Vehicle Enforcement were present during the ribbon cutting earlier this week. WKYT reports the reopening was dedicated to CVE Inspector Benita Blanton, who was killed in a crash while on duty in May of 2016. A memorial bench with Blanton's name engraved on it was presented to family members following the ribbon cutting. The KTC believes new technology at the weigh station will also improve highway safety in its operation. Nearly 75,000 trucks were inspected by officials in 2018, resulting in nearly 17,000 out-of-service violations. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Many Kentucky teachers say they have a lot riding on today's election, so they spent Monday evening rallying voters to head to the polls. The rally was organized by 120 strong, and members gathered in front of the Fayette County Board of Education. Nima Brewer is the co-founder of 120 Strong. She tells WKYT the projected 12% voter turnout is unacceptable.
I don't think anybody here would pass anybody on 12% effort. And that's basically what you're doing, Kentucky. You're giving 12% of the effort. We're Kentuckians. We're better than that, and we need to show up at the polls.
Educators say the rally's message was as much about their desires for Frankfort as it was simply encouraging voter turnout. Polls close this evening at 6 p.m.
Two heavyweight senators are introducing bipartisan legislation to raise the federal smoking age to 21. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell and Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine both come from tobacco-producing states. On the Senate floor, McConnell said young brains are still developing and can be hurt by nicotine.
A new age, nationwide, for purchasing anything classified as a tobacco product. Cigarettes, e-cigarettes, vapor products, and everything else.
The bill is aimed primarily at curbing teenage vaping. The FDA says vaping has reached epidemic levels among teens. Most vape juice and e-cigarettes contains varying levels of nicotine.
A rescue effort at Natural Bridge over the weekend was the first of its kind in the state. A joint effort got underway Saturday when a woman began seizing on top of the formation. Powell and Wolf County Search and Rescue, along with Red River Gorge Special Treatment, Access and Rescue attempted to assist the women before deciding additional help was needed. The Kentucky National Guard ended up flying in a Black Hawk helicopter to take the woman for treatment. Lisa Johnson with Powell County Search and Rescue spoke with WKYT about the incident.
At times, this is between life and death, and that's what we're here for. So he made the decision to get the helicopter to come in, so we called the National Guard ASAP. It could take anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. It depends on the terrain. You have to wonder, can I get this person out? What could I have done to make it better? So now we know what we can do. We can call on the National Guard.
The woman was taken to a hospital in Lexington for treatment, where she was released later that night.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business, online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Celebrating more than 90 years in business, Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional Kentucky confections, including Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, Jameson's Chocolate, Blue Mondays, and an assortment of cream candies, gift baskets, and Kentucky-made gifts. Online ordering and shipping through Facebook at ruthhuntcandy.com.
A Winchester flower shop was recently robbed of $200 worth of flowers. The Craft Nook Flower Shop has the theft on camera. The incident happened May 16th around 5:40 a.m. Craft Nook owner David Mullen spoke with WKYT. He says the most unfortunate part is that Memorial Day grave saddles were stolen.
There are cemetery pieces that they can put on top of the tombstone, and we used to bring them inside, but that was a large job, so we left them out. We haven't had that much trouble with it, but this year they felt to be greedy.
Surveillance footage shows the thief pull up to the flower shop and take her time picking out the selection she wants. Mullen posted the footage online, and the local community reached out to the shop to try to help find who is responsible for the theft. Police are still working to identify the culprit.
A crash in the Johns Creek area of Pike County has claimed the life of a Pikeville man. Kentucky State Police tell EKB-TV a trooper had responded to a disturbance call at the Willard Thompson Trailer Court and was speaking to the victim when a vehicle drove by at a high rates of speed. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, but the vehicle refused to stop for a short period of time, then stopped and fled again. The vehicle lost control at 60 miles per hour, striking several trees, rolling down an embankment, and catching fire. The driver, 31-year-old Delano Henderson, was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation.
A Laurel County father was indicted by a grand jury Friday for murder and first-degree arson after his toddler was found dead in a washing machine. According to WYMT, Vaughn Brock is accused of killing Joseph Brock on March 30th, who would have been 2 years old in April. Court documents show Brock intentionally set his home on fire. Joseph was found dead inside a washing machine after the fire was under control. Neighbors said they could hear the toddler screaming during the fire. Kentucky State Police have not released the cause of death. Police said Vaughn ran from the fire and was not found until 5 days later.
A Lewis County man has been indicted by a grand jury for the sexual abuse of a minor. The Ledger Independent reports Nicholas Buckler faces two counts of first-degree sexual abuse. The indictment states between January of 2015 and December of 2016, Buckler allegedly subjected a female under 12 years old to sexual contact by forcible compulsion. Buckler was arrested on the charge in October last year.
Painesville police arrested two people after responding to a possible DUI with a child complaint. According to EKB-TV, 38-year-old Christopher Clayton was arrested after officers detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from Clayton. The passenger, Natasha Marshall of San Diego, had also been drinking and was arrested. Clayton was charged with DUI first offense, endangering the welfare of a minor, failure to use restraint devices, and menacing. Marshall was charged with public intoxication and endangering the welfare of a minor. Both were lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
An Ashland man was arrested last week near a hospital after allegedly stealing computers and attempting to flee from police. 36-year-old Brian Kearns was arrested by the Ashland Police Department on the charges of theft by deception, first-degree fleeing from police, resisting arrest, and a drug paraphernalia charge. Kearns allegedly stole $500 in computers and technology, according to police reports. Kearns was lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center. Taking a look at the weather tonight, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear, lows around 57 degrees. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, highs around 90 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 66. On Thursday, cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 87. And on Thursday night, considerable clouds early, some decrease in clouds late, lows around 66. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures. In Flemingsburg, 68 degrees. In Lexington, 73 degrees. In Winchester and Inez, 72 degrees. In Ashland, 70 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's currently 71 degrees.
Kentucky ranks 19th nationally for more than 1,000 deficient bridges in need of repair, according to the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. The need has some lawmakers looking up. Kentucky News Connection's Nadia Romlagon reports.
Kentucky's roads and bridges are in dire need of repair, but some lawmakers are focused on airports. Congressman Thomas Massey, a Republican from Boone County, has proposed raising the passenger facility charge, a $4.50 per flight fee used to fund airport projects. But Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union says passenger facility charge revenue has climbed each year since 2000, except for 2 years during the Great Recession. He says more than 20% of the cost of an airline ticket now goes toward excise taxes, 9/11 fees, and other charges.
We feel that infrastructure policy ought to be user-paid, user-financed, but there also has to be accountability in the way that various taxes, charges, and fees are levied.
Kentucky's highways, sewers, water treatment facilities, and other infrastructure are aging faster than investment in repairs, according to the latest report by the American Society of Civil Engineers. The organization has given the state a grade of C-. Sharon Pinkerton is Senior Vice President for Legislative Policy with the group Airlines for America. She says airports don't need the extra cash from a higher passenger facility charge and points out the federal government already spends billions of dollars a year on airports.
Because we have a $7 billion surplus in the aviation trust fund, Simply put, the PFC is a tax that airports don't need. I mean, customers don't want to pay it. Higher air taxes just aren't going to fly with passengers.
Construction is underway at the Central Kentucky Regional Airport between Richmond and Berea for a $1.8 million aircraft parking ramp expansion. Meanwhile, State Representative Randy Bridges, a Republican from Paducah, has said more than $8 billion is needed to fix crumbling roads and bridges. Yet the state budget has only allocated $2.6 billion for transportation. For Kentucky News Connection, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
It's 4:45 and 70 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Kenzie Thompson, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this sunny Tuesday afternoon. Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
District tournament action continues tonight in the 16th region for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. East and West Carter softball teams are squaring off in the championship game for the 62nd district tonight in Grayson. The Lady Raiders took two regular season wins against the Lady Comets. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6 p.m. Raceland and Lewis County will meet in the 63rd District Softball Championship tonight at Greenup. The Lady Rams won both regular season matchups. Game time is set for 6 p.m. And Boyd County host Ashland Blazer for the 64th District Softball Championship. The two teams split wins during regular season action. Game time is set for 5:30. Taking a look at regional baseball action tonight, Lewis County meets Raceland in the 63rd District Championship. The Lions beat the Rams in both regular season games. Tonight's matchup at Greenup County is set to begin at 6. And finally, Ashland Blazer hosts Boyd County in the 64th District Championship. The Lions beat the Tomcats in regular season games. Tonight's matchup will begin at 7 p.m. at Ashland Blazer. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Morehead State University baseball team has arrived in Marion, Illinois for the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. This year marks the first season the tournament is at Rent One Ballpark, the home field of the Southern Illinois Miners of the Independent Frontier League. The Eagles won't actually be playing until tomorrow afternoon, but head coach Mike McGuire says it's a busy time.
We came in late last night, then we'll practice here later today. And first playing game is tonight in the tournament. And so give ourselves a chance to get a little acclimated and so forth to the ballpark and everything here.
MSU faces off with in-state rival Eastern Kentucky University tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. The Cincinnati Reds are back on the road today, beginning a two-game stint with the Brewers. The team has continued to improve through the season, now sitting at 21-26. Outfielder Jesse Winkler says he's been feeling great about the team. He tells Fox Sports Ohio that everybody is putting out great effort and they've yet to hit their peak.
Bad luck or good luck, it's all part of the game. So you just keep chipping away at it. Just try to help the team win. If it's not your day at the plate, hopefully you can make a play in the field. So just try to keep it really simple and keep having fun and keep winning ball games. We have a really good team here. It's been a lot of fun. We haven't even clicked yet. You know, we really haven't. And we just got to keep playing good ball and keep chipping away because I think we're going to have a shot.
First pitch from Miller Park is set for 7:40 p.m. this evening. A Rowan County student athlete has been named the KHSAA's Female Student Athlete of the Year for girls track. Rowan County Junior Promise Cross won four events at the Class 2A Region 6 Girls Track and Field Championship in Morehead on Saturday. The 100 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, the long jump, and the high jump.
Coach Sean Thacker says Cross and the team will head to the state meet on May 31st at the University of Kentucky.
Promises in four, maybe five events, her fifth event would be a unified event with a special needs kid in the long jump. She's in four events. She's ranked number one in two of those and number two in two of those. She is number one in the 300 hurdles. She is number one in the high jump. She's ranked number two in the 100 hurdles. She's ranked number two in the long jump.
Thacker said Cross visited Louisville to explore its heptathlon program and has also visited Toledo. Cross will begin her senior season as a three-sport athlete this fall at Round County Senior High School. And finally, in sports this afternoon, former University of Kentucky running back Benny Snell is continuing to enjoy his experience as a professional. Snell was one of 40 players to participate in the NFLPA Rookie Premier over the weekend. The event takes place at the iconic Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Snell tells WKYT he also posed for his first NFL trading card.
Getting my first Panini card felt great. You know, it was something I always dreamed of seeing myself as a kid. The Steelers got a great history on how they play football, and I feel like it matches me great. So I feel like it's the best fit.
Preseason play for the Steelers gets underway on August 9th. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena. Open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed higher following news that the U.S. temporarily eased restrictions on Chinese telecom giant Huawei, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 197.43, or 0.75% at 25,877.33. The S&P 500 was up 0.85%, finishing with a gain of 24.13 points at 2864.36, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 83.35 at 7785.72. Equities also got a boost today from Boeing as shares of the airplane maker rose 1.7% after it was reported that a bird collision may have caused the 737 MAX crash in March. And, of course, the Commerce Department said Monday night that it would allow Huawei to purchase American-made goods in order to maintain existing networks and provide software updates to existing Huawei handsets until August 19th. The move sought to minimize disruption for the telecom company's customers around the world. And shares of chip-related companies surged on this news. Micron Technology was up 3%, while Xilinx gained 4.6%. NVIDIA was up 2.2%, while Lam Research gained almost 2%. Coal shares dropped 12.4% after the company reported weaker-than-expected earnings. JCPenney also dropped 7.4% following the release of its quarterly numbers. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.8% at $63.02 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,274.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. Asian stocks were mixed with the Hang Seng down 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.25%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Intel and Caterpillar, while the worst performers were Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola. In the S&P 500, the best performers were AutoZone and Dish Network, while the worst performers were Kohl's and Lamb Weston Holdings. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 36 cents at $41.96, Kroger up 26 cents at $24.93, Marathon Petroleum up $1.15 at $53.27, Anthem up $10.83 at $277.14, and Delta Airlines was up 55 cents to finish at $54.83. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight. A few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear, lows around 57 degrees. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, highs around 90 degrees. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 66 degrees. On Thursday, cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, highs around 87. Thursday night, considerable clouds early, some decrease in clouds late, lows around 66. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms in the morning, highs around 90 degrees, chance of rain at 50%. Friday night, some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions overnight, lows around 68 degrees. On Saturday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy skies late, highs around 90 degrees, chance of rain at 40%. On Saturday night, a few clouds, lows around 67. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs around 87, chance of rain at 50%. And finally, on Sunday night, variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially during the evening, lows around 66 degrees, chance of rain at 40%. Taking a final look at the listening area temperatures. In Flemingsburg, it's 68 degrees, Lexington, 73 degrees, in Winchester and Inez, 72 degrees, in Ashland, 70 degrees, and in Moorhead, it's currently 71 degrees.
I'm going to take a look at all the upcoming events going on in the region. The Carter County Shrine Club is sponsoring the first annual swap and sell market May 30th through June 1st at the Carter County Shrine Club Showgrounds in Olive Hill, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Vendors and campers are welcome. Admission is $1 per person and kids under 12 admitted free. Proceeds benefit the Carter County Shrine Club.
Now on display at the Rowan County Arts Center is an exhibit entitled The Zodiac and Other Signs, featuring artwork by Joe Sarter. On display through May 31st, admission is free. The Rowan County Arts Center is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Moorhead York Rite will host a pancake breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 1st at the Moorhead Masonic Hall, located at 746 West Main Street. Tickets are $6 and may be purchased at the door. The public is invited, and proceeds will benefit the York Rite Medical Philanthropies for Children and Adults.
The Community Recycling Center, located near the Moorhead City Park, offers paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Cost is $15 per hour. Secure and confidential drop-off or pick-up by appointment at 784-1250.
The Rowan County Arts Center is offering a summer art camp for children in kindergarten through fifth grade. Hours are from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., June 10th through the 14th. Cost is $7 per day or $30 for the week. All supplies and snacks provided. There is more information at 783-9857.
The MSU Summer Arts Academy takes place June 9th through 15th at Moorhead State University. Offered to area high school students with an interest in music, theater, art and design, ceramics, and photography. Fees include housing, meals, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are available. More information by calling 606-783-2401.
And lastly, the 4th Annual Jingle Bell 5K will be held on Saturday, June 22nd at the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport. Sponsored by Rowan County Christmas, the event begins at 8 a.m. and entry is free, is $25. Prizes awarded to the top three male and female finishers, top three overall finishers in seven divisions will also receive prizes. That is it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from MSPR staff Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Cody Robinson, Haley Stidham, Keneally Roberts, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Suzanne Duvall, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from KNN's Nadia Romlagon. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Kenzie Thompson for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.